In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Andrew's Day, a feast and a celebration. Outside of Scripture, details about the man are rather hazy. Patron saint of Scotland, connected with intercessions for foreign missions, tradition of St. Andrew's Cross, possibly involved in the writing of John's Gospel, may have traveled to Scythia, possibly martyred at Patras in Achaia around 60 AD. Hazy details, some unsubstantiated. But who needs more than the simple, clear, and moving account of the New Testament, especially in John's Gospel, and particularly in our text. As we begin a new church year and a new quarter at Concordia Theological Seminary, the example of Andrew is very important for us. And so, based on this text, our theme is Andrew's needed. Andrew's needed to hear about Jesus, to follow Jesus, and to bring a brother to Jesus. Andrew's needed to hear about Jesus. This is how the text begins. Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak. John the Baptizer was around preaching of repentance, the kingdom of God, and a Messiah who was coming. But many didn't hear. They debated, argued, rationalized, ignored, plugged up their ears. But Andrew and the other disciple heard. Prepared by John's baptism of repentance, by his message, aware of their own sins, when the gospel call came, "Behold the Lamb of God," Andrew heard and believed by the power of the Spirit. Andrews are needed today to hear about Jesus. In a world that often plugs up its ears, debates, rationalizes, doubts, ignores, how thankful we can be that God has reached down and called us in our baptisms into a relationship, buried with Christ, risen to a new life. And that word has sounded forth in our ears, bringing us to our knees in repentance, so that when the message is sounded, "Behold the Lamb of God," we hear and believe. But do we always and continually hear about Jesus? When we are enmeshed in the technical skills of becoming pastors, when we are digging into the original languages and learning doctrines and carefully distinguishing between them, when we are learning how to look and act as professional pastors, do we sometimes fail to hear about Jesus? How tragic would it be if we would go to take a message and ourselves be castaways? "Behold, the Lamb of God" is sounded forth, who takes away our sins. Yes, Andrews are needed to hear about Jesus, but also to follow him. Our text continues. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned, and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "teacher, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and remained with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. To hear by God's grace means to follow by that same grace. And we find Andrew and the other disciple following at a distance behind Jesus, in awe, not sure what to do next. And sure enough, he took the initiative. He turned to them and said, "What are you seeking?" As they stumbled with, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He comes back with the invitation, "Come and see." Not just come and take a look at my house and see what it's like, but rather, as a rabbi would say, get involved with me in a disciple-master relationship and learn more. And they went and spent a great deal of time. Following involved learning and learning and obeying and learning and obeying. And that cycle continued for Andrew in his discipleship. He could have been resentful. He could have very much been unhappy with his discipleship relationship because he was always number two. Andrew is identified as Simon Peter's brother. He was not in the select three who are with him so often. Though Andrew was a sinner, we have every reason to believe that he accepted his humble, serving, background discipleship position by God's grace. Andrews are needed today to follow Jesus, to follow him. It's one thing to hear and to respond. It's another thing to follow on a continual basis. To decide that God is calling us to come to the seminary and be pastors and to have the adulation of those back home is one thing. To make it through a quarter and to deal with mountains of reading assignments and tests and classes and other responsibilities quite unnoticed is another. We have something inside of us that makes us want to be number one, to be recognized for all this sacrifice we're going through right now. I wonder if that isn't true of professors too and staff members, that sometimes as we put our noses in the books and try to make it through those stacks of papers, that we're not sure that this following business is all that great. And yet, he says to us, come and see. And as we learn of our selfishness and our own inabilities, and we learn of him as the Lamb of God. And so the cycle goes on. Andrew's needed to hear about Jesus and to follow him, but also to bring a brother to Jesus. Our text concludes, he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. I guess Andrew could have been quite involved with this new exciting discipleship relationship, thinking all the time of his talk with Jesus, wanting to get back with Jesus and to grow and grow and grow. And not to look outside of himself. But the hearing causes following, which causes bringing. Andrew, once knowing, looked outside of himself to share that good word with his brother. Not a dramatic sermon, not an extensive gospel presentation, but a sincere testimony, we have found the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit worked through Andrew in Peter, and Peter was brought to Jesus as well. No wonder St. Andrew is connected with intercessions for foreign missions. Andrews are needed today to bring a brother to Jesus. How tragic it would be if we got so enmeshed in our theological world and so excited about our theological discoveries, which we could relate to one another in technical terms, that we lost sight of what it's all about, to bring a brother to Jesus. Starting here and now, in our seminary campus, in our homes, our neighborhoods, where we work, in the shopping centers, on Sowers of the Word weekends, in our fieldwork parishes, always with a world in mind that knows not Christ. And again, the Messiah is the one who forgives us and empowers us to bring a brother to Jesus. St. Andrew's Day, a feast and a celebration of God's grace working in Andrew and his humble discipleship. a new church year, a new quarter, and the impelling message. Andrews needed to see and to hear the Lamb of God, to follow him, and to bring a brother to the Messiah. Amen.